Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Lawana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from San Diego, California. God richly bless you. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. It's so beautiful up at the Prayer Mountain. I just absolutely love it. I love to see people come up to pray. I was thinking about this wonderful pastor from China came up to the Prayer Mountain. And he, you know, here he is from China, and you know, a lot of you know that the Bible's not freely available in China. You have government churches there. So here he is with his church, probably, what, 30, 40 people? And he's at the Prayer Mountain, and he goes up to the cross, and he has his guitar, and he's sitting, leaning against the cross, because it's all just a great big, beautiful rock croppings all around. And he's leaning on the rock, and he's got his guitar. And they're singing in hymns in their Chinese language. And it's so awesome to hear, you know, hear him singing, Amazing Grace. But they're singing it in Chinese. And I think it's what, Cantonese? He's singing in their language. And it's just so beautiful to listen to. And then we had another group come up, and they were singing and praising. And they were from Vietnam. Oh, hallelujah, Vietnam. We're from Vietnam. Come praise Jesus. And they just loved Jesus. And there they were. They're sitting around, and they're singing, and they're praising God, and they're singing some of the hymns we know, you know, and they're singing, How Great Thou Art. But they're singing in Vietnamese, in their language, and it just makes my hair stand up. And then we had another group come in, and they were singing, they were from Korea. 안녕하세요, 감사합니다. They're from Korea, and they're singing, what is that song that we sing? Glory, glory, hallelujah. And I'm listening to them, and they got their hands and their fists and their glory, glory, but they're singing it in their Korean. Yongwa, yongwa, hallelujah. Yongwa, yongwa, hallelujah. Yongwa, yongwa, hallelujah. Jesus-e arida. And I'm listening with my hair standing up. I think, oh, Jesus. Jesus, you touched the whole world from this mountaintop. When the Lord spoke to my heart to build a place of prayer, I was just so shocked. I thought, okay, Lord, how can I do that? So I thought, okay, Lord. And he gave me a word. He said, my name will be whispered on the wings of the wind from this mountaintop across the nation and around the globe. Do you realize when these pastors come from other countries, they're coming from Eritrea, they live in San Diego, they live in Los Angeles, they live in different places, but they come with their groups up to the Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, which is 35 minutes from downtown San Diego. So they come, and they're praying for their country. They're praying for Vietnam. They're praying for China. They're praying for Seoul, Korea, South Korea, North Korea. They're praying for all the different countries. And it just really touches your heart. What an awesome God we have. Amen? So if you haven't been up to the Prayer Mountain, I want to encourage you. Why not? Take time out and schedule time to come up to the Prayer Mountain. Amen? Amen. Well, my message I titled today is Make a Choice. Make a Choice. You know, every day we make a choice. Do you realize you make a choice for good or you make a choice for bad? And throughout the Bible, we see God's powerful, awesome men and women of God. Here is God's word before the children of Israel. You know what? I read the Word every day. We have a Bible reading and prayer nationwide every single day. And we go through this Bible several times a year, and it's so powerful. But, you know, the powerful example of God's Word and making a right choice, Joshua says in Joshua chapter 24, reading in verse 14, "Now therefore," now remember, he's speaking to the children of Israel, "Now therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you will dwell. But as for me," ooh, yes, Joshua, "but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What have you chosen today? Have you chosen to serve God? Let me tell you something. That choice is very important. That choice that you choose is like a domino effect. Have you ever lined up dominoes? You ever laid them on their side and you lined up a whole set of dominoes? And then did you hit one? And they all fall? Can I tell you, if you will serve God with all your heart, all your mind, and all of your soul, then your life will affect others that are all around you. Either you are making a difference in others for good, or you're making a difference for others in bad. You know, Joshua was speaking to the children of Israel. He was speaking to God's children, those that had been brought out of Egypt. They had been in bondage for over 400 years. Do you realize that they cried out to God and God heard their cry? And guess what? He sent Moses to deliver them. Well, here they are. God had set up a plan for them to go into the promised land, a land that's flowing with milk and honey, a blessing coming directly from God. Can I tell you, when you are born again in Jesus, in John chapter 3, Jesus said, "Least a man be born again, he'll never even see the kingdom of heaven." So maybe you're listening to my program today and you call yourself a Christian, but you've never been born again. Why not? What does it mean to be born again? Born again of the Spirit. When you ask Jesus to come in, become your Lord, become your Savior, you pick up your cross, you turn around and you follow him. All the old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. And you begin to pick up God's word and you pick up your cross and you follow Jesus every single day. Every single day, Christians must decide to serve God or to serve the God of this world. You serve the God of the Bible. And you know what? A lot of people believe that you can be in both worlds. You know what the word says? We're in the world, but we're not of it. You cannot serve God and you cannot serve the devil at the same time. Because those that try to double step, you're double stepping. You got one foot in hell and one foot you try to keep in heaven. It ain't working that way. It doesn't work that way. No. You got to make up your mind. You see, many believers think that they can have a little bit of both worlds. But allow me to warn you. Warning, warning. Hold on. Warning, warning, warning. God clearly tells us in his word in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." God warns those who are not walking according to the word. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 through 7 tells us, "For this you know," are you ready? "No fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man," or covetous woman, by the way, "who is an idolater," anything you put before God, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. You know, are you a true believer or are you a flake? Well, if you're a flake, let's put you in a box and put you on the shelf in the grocery store. God's not in for flaky Christians. We need to be real Christians. Are you a true believer or are you a fake? Are you lukewarm? Are you half-stepping? Another time in God's word, you'll find Moses makes the perfect, he makes the people decide. You know what he said in Exodus chapter 32? I love Moses. Oh my goodness. Exodus chapter 32, reading in verse 25. It says, now when Moses saw that the people were unrestrained, do you understand that? Unrestrained. For Aaron had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies. Then Moses stood at the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to Moses. Ooh, somebody say God was angry. Do, 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 do. God was angry with the hearts of those who joined to the ways of the world. Those who chose evil ended up dead. Hello, are you listening to me? What we forget, God's word is true. God's not some make-believe up there, hiding up there. You know, the wages of sin is still death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Jesus believers better get on the right side and stay there. Hello, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you too, those of you that believe it's okay to have abortions. Wrong, thou shalt not kill. Let me just tell you straightforward. Well, if somebody was raped, let me tell you something. We had a young lady in our women's home. We've had several, actually, that were raped and had children. And we were able to take those precious babies that were born in God, because God knew them. The circumstances was terrible, but God loved that child. And we were able to take that baby and put it in the arms of a loving parent that couldn't have children. You have to understand something. You can't make excuse or justify anything. God's word is true. And we're seeing in the Bible, we're right today, we're seeing this Bible unfold right before our very eyes. And what's going to happen in the days ahead? Many, many are going to be blinded to. You know, if you're not serving Jesus Christ, if he is not your Savior, today is a perfect day to come to Jesus. Do you realize what's happening right now with Israel, with Iran, with Russia? I would like to take time out and do an entire month on the book of Revelation. I teach that every year at the Prayer Mountain. We also have a university that I'm hoping to get online, but we have our university classes at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and we have our students there. And we go through the entire Word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, the history, the grammar, and the context. And so it's so important. But you know what? What we're watching is we're watching God's Word unfold right before our very eyes, which was spoken by Ezekiel, spoken by Daniel, and spoken by John the Revelator. And Jesus warned us also. And I tell you, today is the day to serve God with all your heart. You have to make a choice, and you need to pray. Tell Jesus you're sorry for half-stepping. Tell him you want him to be the Lord and the master. The word Lord means the master of your heart. Don't allow the world to be the master, because when the world's a master, that means you are a puppet for Satan. Don't get mad at me now. Acknowledge what Jesus did on that cross. Accept him as your Lord and Savior today. And those that are playing in both worlds, you better get on the right side. You're going to get left behind. Jesus one day is going to call his trumpet. He's going to sound that trumpet, and the church is going to rise and meet him in the air, Thessalonians. The Bible tells us very clearly in Revelation chapter 4 that we went up and we'll meet him in the air. The church is already in the air, and then the tribulation's going to come, and guess what's going to happen? The wrath of God is going to be poured out upon this nation. It's time for us to rise up and stop playing church. It's time for you to get your hand to the plow gather in the harvest, reach the souls that need to be saved, preach to every person whether they want to hear it or not, because we don't want to leave anyone behind. We want to give everybody the opportunity to receive Christ, and you know what? And keep running forward. Keep your eyes upon Calvary. Stamp eternity on your heart. Get on fire for Jesus, and people will come and watch you burn. Get on fire for Jesus. Don't be lukewarm. Don't lean to the right. Don't lean to the left. Quit looking behind you. You can't go straight when you're looking behind. You got to keep going forward. Quit looking back at Egypt. Well, I remember when we had onions and leeks. I cannot believe the children of Israel were going to the land of promise, and all they could stink and think about was garlic and leeks and onions. Come on, get a clue. Oh, you brought us out here for us to die in this wilderness. Well, guess what they did? They curse their own selves. Stop being a negative, woe is me, crybaby. I love you. Time for you to get off that diaper. Time for you to get on some big boy, big girl pants. Rise up. Get off that baby bottle. It's time for you to put that thing away and get you a little spoon and start beating that little spoon and getting the word of God. It's time for you to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, you don't know what I feel. You don't know what I've been through. Darling, I love you, but I know one thing, nothing is impossible with God. No matter what you've been through, your trial you think is bad, darling, I've seen some trials, and I've seen people that have been through some hard things that, you know what, there are no answers to, but guess what? God is their strength and their refuge and their shield and their fortress. You got to get out of the woe is me. How many Christians I see today that are so busy feeling sorry for themselves? Oh, you just don't know. Well, I got my feelings hurt in church. Wah, wah. I love you, but wah. Stop it. What are you doing crying and whining? You think you're going to go to hell? They'll pay. I'll go to hell. They'll pay. No. What do you mean? You're not going to go to church? You're going to backslide? You're going to go do your thing because somebody got you upset? They'll pay. Yeah, right. You're going to go to hell on behalf of somebody that got you offended? Hello. Did you get the word? Jesus said many offenses will come. You know, I'm a woman preacher. You want to know how many people has offended me? Honey, I can tell you how many. Well, maybe I can't because there's so many, I can't count them all. Can I tell you, every time I turn around, somebody says, do you know women ain't supposed to preach? It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have found that in Timothy, would you? Well, do you know the context and the history of that? And do you know who Paul was talking to? Yeah, well, you know, I've even had people come into my church and try to pull people out. Why? Because they don't understand the word, the grammar, the history, and the context. You see, God used powerful women all through this word. Deborah was a judge and a prophetess. What's the word prophesy mean? In the last days, what did Joel say? I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. What does that mean? All flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. What does that mean? Proclaim the word of God. Can I tell you, when did that happen? In the book of Acts, chapter 2. I'm glad you asked that question. God poured out his spirit upon all of his sons and his daughters. But you have to make a choice. Quit making excuses. Well, she's a woman pastor. I don't have to listen to her. Honey, I didn't write the book. I'm just the messenger. I didn't write it. I'm just telling you what God said. Either you listen to what he says and listen to the messenger that's giving you the message. It's like poor Moses. Choose you this day whom thou shalt serve. Those that are on the Lord's side, get over here. And those that were stubborn and a donkey, guess what? They stood on the other side. And you know what happened to them? The ground opened up and swallow them. Can I tell you, I don't know about you, but I want to get on the Lord's side. I want to choose what is right in the sight. I want to choose what's right in the sight of God. I want to follow Jesus with all my heart, all my mind, and all my soul. I want to enter into the promised land. I don't want to make excuses and think, guess what? Like the 10 foolish virgins in Matthew, that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And 5 stood before the Lord and went right in that door. And 5, they didn't have any oil. So off they went to go buy their oil. And they came back and they knocked on that door. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, knock, 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 knock. Jesus, let us in. We're here now. We got oil in our lamps. And Jesus said, I don't know you. I don't know you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I know you not. You see, that's what happens when you half-step. If you are playing church and you pretend like you're saved and, yeah, hallelujah, bless God, I love Jesus, but you know what? You live like the devil's hell Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You know what? You need to wake up. You need to wake up, Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 of them were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept, and they went out and partied. I'm adding this. They went out to party and said, you know what? I don't know. Jesus ain't coming. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, at least there not be enough for us and for you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with Jesus to the wedding, and the door was shut. After the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, O Lordy Poo, open up to us. But Jesus answered and said, surely I say to you, I don't know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day or the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Are you ready? You see, you can't be playing Jesus with one foot and the world with another, because what will happen is you will end up being left behind. I love you, but enough of this greasy grace. You're on a grease pole straight to hell. It's time to get up and do what's right. It's time for you to find an altar of repentance and tell Jesus you're sorry and come to that altar and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm trying to play both worlds. Lord, forgive me of my backslidden heart. Forgive me of my lukewarm stage. Forgive me of my cold heart. Lord, restore unto me a right spirit. Take this heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh, Lord, that I may serve you with all my heart, my mind, and my soul. If you say that prayer and mean it with all your heart, I promise you, Jesus will come in and he'll become Lord and Master of your life. You can lift your hands and worship and praise him. You know what? And if you did say that prayer, you need to take it one step further. Get off your rumpus and get to church. Quit dragging your feet. Get in that car. Come up to the prayer mountain on Sunday morning at what? 10 a.m. at A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67 in Ramona, California, 35 to 40 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. We are not far. Church Alive, I'm telling you, is worth the drive. So get in that car and come up for a church service. Thank you so much for joining me. And one more thing, don't forget, we're a listener-supported radio program. So log on to our website, touchfromabove.org, and support our ministry. You can give right online, touchfromabove.org. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are awesome.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres, Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.